Belinda Audiobooks presents this unabridged recording of Belly Flop, written and read by Morris Gleitzman. Be sure to visit our website at www.belinda.com. Details of other available and forthcoming Belinda audiobook releases can be found at the end of this recording. G'day, Morris Gleitzman here. Welcome to Belly Flop. I'm really pleased to have the chance to read it to you, and I hope you enjoy it. I know I'm going to enjoy reading it. Belly Flop is the only book I've written that has a drought in it, and a flood, and a guardian angel, not to mention some amazing diving and at least 50 chocolate crackles. The great thing about an audiobook is that you can listen to the story even while you're busy doing something else. So if you're experiencing a drought and you've got a bit of irrigating to do, or if there's a flood coming your way and you should be stacking sandbags, or you need to practice your double backward somersault with a reverse twist, or you just want to make some chocolate crackles, go ahead, turn the sound up. I won't be offended. Okay, here we go. It is with great pleasure that I bring to you Mitch and Doug and Gran and Carla in Belly Flop. G'day, Doug. It's me, Mitch Webber. Sorry to interrupt out of the blue like this, but I'm desperate. Troy and Brent Malley are after me. They're the toughest kids in town, and I've never seen them so ropeable. It's really Dad they're angry with, but they've decided to take it out on me. If they catch me, I'll be history. They've got tractor starter handles. Oh, no, I'm getting a cramp in the leg from running. Doug, I know it's been a long time, but you're the only angel I know. Help! My leg cramp's getting worse, Doug. I can't run much further. Sorry to pester you, but the Malleys are getting closer. I know angels have got busy schedules. I know you're probably in the middle of a dangerous flight or a complicated...